This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roswell County Historical Society. In 1982, Ed and Vi Johnston celebrated 50 years of marriage, and they were interviewed for the occasion by the Roswell Times Region. At the Roswell County Museum, I found this article. The life of a game warden wasn't always the most tranquil of existences, nor was the life of a warden's wife. But Ed and Vi Johnston weathered the phone calls, bloody carcasses of animals to be bountied, the weird hours, and even threats for 50 years, which they say have gone by incredibly fast, unbelievably fast. Ed feels that their marriage was meant to be, because Violet Severson, who was born in Pencer, stayed at the place Ed's mother lived while going to school in Roswell. Ed came to visit her, he and Vi met, and the rest was 50 years of togetherness. Ed came from Drayton, North Dakota with his folks and farmed near Roswell and Ross. He started contract trucking for anybody who had anything to move, and Ed said, "She came to where I found her." He courted her in a 1925 automobile, a classic, he said, and Vi apparently felt it was meant to be too, for she says, "I don't even know if I said yes yet." "She didn't say no, and that was good enough for me," Ed laughed. They were married October 9, 1932, in Emerson, Manitoba, Canada, where Ed's brother Ralph and Hazel Reed were witnesses. They later married, he said. "We went right to work. We moved to Thief River Falls, which was central to my trucking business, and they lived there while he hauled until the summer of 1936, when they moved back to Roswell. We did have a honeymoon the spring after we were married," he chuckled. "We took my dad, my cousin, and my aunt along to Crow Lake. It was there he had gone into partnership with Bob Buren and Helmer Langley in a hunting fishing resort, Arrowhead Camp, at Sioux Narrows. We developed it until the early 40s when I sold out, as it was not enough for three of us, and I had a family." Ed got the job of game warden, succeeding Axel Nelson in July of 1939. He had operated a car business in Roswell from 1926 to 1939, in addition to being interested in the camp. "I started at $135 a month and furnished my own car. I got 5 cents a mile for the first 500 miles, and then 3 cents over that," he recalled. "The territory was almost 40 miles square, and," he said, "you had to have the cooperation of the people, or you might as well hang it up." He paid $700 for a new car, got his job and a new daughter all in 1 week. "That was quite a week," he smiled. They bought a home in Roswell, and that was the office for the next 34 years while he served as warden. Vi took the calls and met the people coming to collect bounties. She answered the telephone and raised 4 kids, too, he said. The hours were, quote, 24 hours a day, unquote, and including hunting shiners at all odd hours. Ed remembers one day he saw 2 fellows with guns in a field before the hunting season. When he approached, they ran. He caught one and they had no birds. He asked them why they ran, and the answer was, "We thought it was you coming." Ed says a game warden faces more loaded guns than any other law enforcement officer, as they are the people you check. He had several men threaten to shoot him, and once struggled with one man who levered a cartridge into a chamber and said he was going to shoot him. Ed got the gun, took the man to court, and he got a $50 fine. He took the nets away from one fisherman who told him he was going to shoot him on the lake and wasn't going to make any mistake. It never happened. One thing he didn't like was mixing with pickled deer shiners at wee hours of the morning, and armed. You never knew what would happen. There were laughs in the years, too, however. He and Ed Forte once laid for a beaver trapper who was trapping illegally. The man had a hole in a riverbank, and since it was cold, Ed and Ed decided they'd crawl in and wait. Johnston woke up to hear Forty growling and kicking and saying, "Get out of here!" A big old porcupine had decided to join them. He also remembers checking a man fishing through the ice on Lake of the Woods. The fellow had 2 lines in the hole, and when Ed came over, he asked where he was from. Ed told him he was from Roswell, and the man said there was no warden around, so he was going to put his lines back out. He had about 8 lines. "I told him I was a warden, and the rest was easy," he remembered. It wasn't easy for Vi Johnston, but I got used to it, the people, the calls. The worst was when we had retaining tags for deer, and about 1,000 came to the house to get them. Then there were the people bringing animals for bounty and the telephone calls, she said. She remembers a man who walked into the house with a bleeding fox, threw it on the piano, and asked for bounty. I came home and Vi wasn't too happy, he laughed. Now people wonder why we go to our cabin where there is no telephone. It's for peace and quiet, she laughed. Ed remembers using tons of dynamite to blow beaver dams, which flooded farmlands. There were some mad guys calling they got water, he mused. You couldn't tell them the beaver were there first, or you'd better duck. He remembers when they put out carbide cannon to frighten ducks away from fields, and one went off in the back seat of his car. Ed and Vi went to Camp Perry 3 years in a row while he shot on the state rifle team, which he won second in the nation 1 year. Vi also shot in matches there. Ed was active in both rifle and pistol shooting with the active club in Roseau. The Johnstons raised 4 children, Eddie, now in Fargo, North Dakota, Gail, Mrs. Dick Johnson of Roseau, Sally, Mrs. Richard Smayback, Anoka, and Eileen, Mrs. Mark Helgeson of Roseau. They have 12 grandchildren, that is in 1982, whom they greatly enjoy. Vi helped Ed over by as a deputy assessor for 5 years. Clerked in different stores, ran the welcome wagon for 5 years, and belonged to church groups and the American Legion Auxiliary. She loved to curl, sew, embroider, and cook. Ed loves shooting, golf, hunting, and fishing. He was president of the Golf Club and Rifle Club, was a member of the Lions, Odd Fellows, and the National Rifle Association. They built a log cabin near Hayes Lake State Park and enjoy raising a garden, which feeds a lot of wildlife. Ed laughs. They cut and burn wood, and we enjoy it. Ed still likes to hunt, and they find life pleasant. They've been good years. We never suffered. We've been healthy and never in need. We've been happy just living within our means. We've had good neighbors and a good life. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our Coney stories.